Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. South Africa's history includes apartheid, civil unrest, and political scandals, but the country is also a favorite among travelers, including KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. In this encore presentation, we listened to a conversation Brumley had last year with 88.5's Ed Ronco. He called us via Skype from Cape Town, and Brumley said, despite an ugly history, South Africa is beautiful.
I've been coming here for 10 years. And I am going to figure out a way how to move here at some point in my life, because I'm sitting here looking out at Table Mountain with what they call the tablecloth coming over the top. And it's just stunning.
What is the tablecloth?
They call it, okay, so there's Table Mountain, which is considered one of the oldest mountains in the world. And sometimes in the morning, in the evenings, in the afternoons, this thick layer of clouds will kind of roll over the top. And the people in Cape Town just call it the tablecloth. He said, oh, the tablecloth's back.
And Matthew, not far from Cape Town is Robben Island, which has the significance of being where Nelson Mandela, among others, was imprisoned, right?
And it's just a 30-minute ferry ride, and you board these buses, and then finally you're taken into the prison. And once you arrive into the prison, a ex-political prisoner will bring you through, and you get to stand quietly in these prison cells and learn about the prisoners' lives. And one of the things we did today is stand in the cell of Nelson Mandela. And it's a pretty powerful experience.
So you're getting a tour of the prison from somebody who was once imprisoned there?
That's right. That's correct. So all the guides within the prison actually served time there. And what was really interesting is we were asking this gentleman today, you know, what it felt like to give a tour of a place that was so horrific in its time and so brutal. And he said that for the first year, he would oftentimes have to leave the room or he'd break down in tears when he was talking about it. But for him to be able to be a guide in Robben Island was, it's therapeutic in some way. And then he said it's actually helped him get over and get through, you know, some of those very nasty experiences that he had early on in his life.
How long had he been there imprisoned, and why was he put in jail?
He had been placed in prison in Robben Island because he was very politically active. He was a member of the ANC, which was the African National Congress. They still rule, by the way, today here in South Africa. And he also was stashing arms away for an armed struggle. So he was found guilty of that and then placed in Robben Island for 4 years. And then he was let out early because of the end of apartheid. So he said it was the longest days of his life when they told him one Tuesday morning, you're going to be out and free back on the mainland in Cape Town on Thursday. And he said, oh, those 48 hours went on forever.
We are talking to you, Matthew, through what I will call an iffy connection. And it's kind of driving home the point for me that South Africa is far away and kind of remote. How difficult is it to get there?
Well, it's not difficult, but it is a long trip. What we did is we flew on the Delta flight from Seattle to Amsterdam, and we spent the night in Amsterdam, caught our breath. And then the next day at noon, we flew another additional 11 hours from Amsterdam down to Cape Town direct. So all in all, it was about a 22-hour flight.
This is the kind of trip I think most people would have to save and save and save to do. And maybe that's true of actually getting on the plane and going. But once you're there, how expensive is it to actually be in South Africa?
The U.S. dollar is extremely strong here in South Africa. Everything feels like it's on sale.
Well, Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more editions of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.